Are you a successful person or just a non-unsuccessful one? What's the difference between a successful person and an unsuccessful one? This article is really important. If you read nothing else on this site, read this. I'll do my darn best to make it simple, and to reach your dense brain. How do I know it's dense? Because successful people don't read articles like this, or not often. Skinny people don't read how to lose weight articles either. Got it? If you take two people, maybe even twins, and watch them, their results in life, most likely, will be different. Their actions will be different. Their likes and dislikes. What makes one successful is not in the doing. You can follow them 24 hours a day and watch what they do, and you can make it into a book, but you won't help anyone, because what makes one successful is not in the doing. Not even in the thinking. Definitely not in your speaking. It is much, much deeper than either. The word is approach. It is attitude. Or mentality. In essence, an inner state. We have heard colossal losers repeating success statements, but when it came to their life, their work, they were unsuccessful. An example is Napoleon Hill. The only success Napoleon Hill was able to claim is to write the book that sold as many copies as the Bible, Think and Grow Rich. Utter BS, if you ask anyone who can think, and yet, there is this little nagging question, how come? The people that he interviewed were successful. He just wrote down what they said, he was a reporter. Truth repeated as a lie. But when the same words were repeated by some other guy, for example, Napoleon Hill, for himself and for his life, or the reader for themselves, the results didn't change because of the saying. Saying the exact thing, maybe even emulating some of the tone of voice, body language, facial expression, and still no similarity in results. So what is this mystical, magical approach that is invisible to the naked eye? That is misunderstood by the mind that watches it. That the mind tries to use, but does it unsuccessfully. Before I myself hit pay dirt, I tried positive thinking, the grand deception that gave birth to the dark side to achieve world dominance. I tried the law of attraction, an offshoot of positive thinking, has caused more negativity, more no success, more despair than anything before in history. I tried the fake it till you make it, created generations of fakers, miserable. Never having a moment of peace, no success, no happiness, no intimacy, no love, no health. Nothing. And I tried self-talk, this is just as sinister as the rest of them. If you could change the contents of your subconscious mind by repeating affirmations, humanity would be happy and rich already. But it works just the other way around, you name it, I tried it. Unsuccessfully, of course. Why? Because these methods are all based on lies, on stupidity if I want to be nice. I got an email this morning from a student of mine. She, finally, caught a glimpse and had a victory for a day or two, so far. The homework was to catch the trigger that starts the self-sabotaging engine, the UN success machine. She writes, I was sitting with this assignment for a few days, in front of a blank document with no clue, no answer, but determined to do it, or quit for good. What's the trigger? What is the trigger? I was repeatedly asking this question and the answer I came up with, probably a thought, still not sure, it seems too obvious. Example, usually I woke up sullen, don't want to get up. The habitual thought is, WTF? Another boring, senseless day. I can't do anything about it, this is the way I am, I have been like this in the morning as long I can remember blah, 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 and ha ha ha, I wrote this yesterday before reading your article. Then, I sat in bed and said, wait, is there anything else possible? It popped out. Get present, look what's happening in the body. I located denseness, almost palpable, along the diaphragm from one end to the other, then it moved upwards to the chest and throat. And it melted away. I managed to unstuck myself yesterday morning and had a quite good day. Today it wasn't so smooth, but I evoked yesterday's feeling, used all the tools I knew, like, if you did it once you can do it again, pay attention, don't get up, don't run away, stay with it and. It worked. As I read the above, it seems it is quite an easy choice. Or I'm off completely, again. P.S., and quat, I can't do anything about it and quat, is the lie I didn't have answer to during the class. Isn't it? She is right on. What she doesn't know is this, I can't do anything about it is the seed of the unsuccess. The seed of no change. The ego's ultimate weapon to keep you the same. There is nothing deeper, nothing more core to 99% of humanity than this little statement. There is nothing I can do about it. But if you scratch it, you can see that it is a lie, and there are a lot of things that you can do about anything, except that that little statement, the battle of David and Goliath, David being the statement, beats Goliath, the immensely powerful, resourceful you every time. Unless something takes you out of dead center. Any action, on the top of that unchanged expression, will produce inferior results, nothing will change in your life. That is the cause of failed diets, failed businesses, failed relationships, getting fired from every job, getting angry with everyone, whatever is your pattern, at the root of the pattern is that statement, unchanged, untouched, unless. Unless something wedges it out, dislocates it. Is it going to be permanent? I doubt it. That thing, that seed is as part and parcel with being human as that we walk on two legs. The story of Midas touch seems to prove it otherwise, but if you interviewed King Midas, he would tell you that there is nothing he can do about turning everything to gold. He is stuck with that, that's how he is. Bah. You could interview the big winners and you would find the same thing, they are stuck in winning, in the particular area of life where they are winning. In the others, they are just like you. Actually they are just like you, through and through. They will tell you that the world is their oyster. That opportunities are everywhere, that it is easy to make money, it is easy to do what they do. In some areas. But not all. They are not good at relationships, or eating, or drinking, or womanizing, Tiger Woods, or controlling their anger, or blah blah blah. So you see that people, left alone, are stuck in their ways, stuck in their results. Unless. Is there a solution? There is. It is permanent in the same way you have to brush your teeth every day, in the same way you have to wash your clothes when they get dirty. You need the little wedges that dislodge that statement long enough so that you can accomplish something that seemed impossible before. When the method doesn't work, you need a new one, because otherwise you are like Sisyphus, the giant who was condemned to the fate that most people that try know all too well, your results disappear every time you go to sleep. https://www.youtube.com/watch? v=k5mdfda_g. Why? Because the ego and its core statement, there is nothing I can say about that, re-establishes itself every night while you sleep. Sometimes even during the day, every small disappointment, every challenge brings it out and reinstates it as the cornerstone of your existence. The avatar state activators are little levers that dislodge that cornerstone, so you can build something that is worth building. But life doesn't start from that elevated plateau every day. You have to dislodge that cornerstone, every day, and at every challenge, again, and again, and again. No matter what level you are at, your job is that. Your soul's job is to take you to the next lever, so you can play. When I find myself in a rut, where the saying there is nothing I can do in the matter. My job to find a lever as well. I got to where I am by diligently applying this principle for the past 38 years. The tools I use are 1. Teaching you through articles and courses. I do it to keep myself out of the rut and to grow, like a weed. 2. The avatar state audios. My need is to be reminded of myself. So the self-discipline activator is perfect for me. You may need your perfect match, and you may need to switch monthly to a different one, after all you don't have 38 years of growth under your belt. You can ask me to muscle test for you what's your perfect avatar state activator. If the request comes with a request to measure your vibration, I will do it for you. Do not pick the activator with your mind is not your friend. It will pick a conscious concern. But we want to go to the core, to the cornerstone, to the linchpin. Otherwise you are trying to put chocolate on chicken droppings. And as we know, that won't make them praline. Here is the link to ask for your vibrational measurement. I'll email you back within a few hours. https://yourvibe.me/starting. If you have been using any of the avatar state audio activators, but not seeing results similar to the student above, then you are either expecting the activator to do all the work. You have a passive relationship to the activators, exactly as to life, do it for me. That is not how it works. The activator directs your attention and energies in a direction that you can dislodge the cornerstone. If you don't work with it, it won't work. You may have picked the wrong activator. Ask me for a suggestion with the link https://yourvibe.me/starting. You may need a custom activator that fits you like a glove. That can use the cracks and crevices to start the work of helping you dislodge your cornerstone. There is nothing I can do about that. I'll let you know if that is you. If so, you can get a one-on-one with me. https://yourvibe.me/starting. And if you have been wondering if I can get rich from the donations you send me, Lol. Look again. Look at yourself. Your cornerstone has envy that keeps you hard and miserable. Is it worth it? P.S. A recent personal example. And, although nobody wanted to know about me, or how I am doing, I am going to share. For my own sake, permit me to be selfish. My health is not well. My heart is weak. And my muscle mass is disappearing on me, so every physical effort, like taking out the trash, is a monumental exercise in survival. And to boot, every bite I eat my stomach reacts to as if I had swallowed razor blades. So last night I caught myself thinking, there is nothing I can do. This is the end. Life is not worth living anymore. But that is a lie I tell myself. So I looked what my attitude, what my mentality, what my habitual ways of being have been that I can tweak, once I see them. I saw that either I am going to behave like I always have, and have the results I have been having, or it is really time to accept that I cannot behave automatically. That maybe I need to design my attitude so I can be well, while I am old and feeble. None of the problems are illness. They are conditions. The results of age, self-abuse, and lack of exercise. This is where I am at with this. Curious and willing. Willing to surrender that I am not 20 years old anymore.